a point P is moving in a plane, so that sum of its distances from two fixed points remains constant. This path is an ellipse. The two points F1 and F2 are the foci, and well, the distance of P from these two points adds up to a constant. That is, for any point P, F1P plus F2P is a constant. This is the ellipse. Well, AB is the major axis, shown in white. CD, shown in orange, is the minor axis. The length of major axis 2A and the length of minor axis 2B. For point B on the ellipse, F1B plus F2B must be a constant, but F2B equals F1A by symmetry. F2 and F1 are located symmetrically with respect to the ends of the major axis. So F2B equals F1A, and so F1B plus F1A equals AB equals 2A. So the constant is 2A. Now for point C, which is symmetrically located with respect to both the foci, F1C equals F2C, and that sum should be equal to 2A, so each is equal to A. Also, F1O is root of F1C squared minus COC squared, and that is root of A squared minus B squared. F1C is A and CO is B, so this is root of A squared minus B squared. And F1A, that's the point on the ellipse closest to F1, that would be AO minus F1O, and AO is A, and F1O is root of A squared minus B squared. This is denoted by R1. This is the least distance of any point on the ellipse from F1. F1B is F1O plus OB. F1O is root of A squared minus B squared, and OB is A. This is denoted by R2. R2 is the farthest distance from F1 to any point on the ellipse. And you can see R2 minus R1 subtracting, A gets cancelled, that will be 2 into root A squared minus B squared. And summing of the two will give us R1 plus R2. If you add up these two, you will find root of A squared minus B squared cancelling out, that will be 2A. As we mentioned, R1 R2 are the minimum and maximum distance of a point on the ellipse from F1. We define eccentricity of the ellipse as the ratio of F1O to AO. Eccentricity is a measure of how much an ellipse deviates from the circle. F1O is root of A squared minus B squared, and AO is A. Also, root of A squared minus B squared is R2 minus R1 by 2, and A is R2 plus R1 by 2. So this ratio works out to R2 minus R1 by R2 plus R1. Watch the change in the shape of the ellipse as the eccentricity changes. It is close to 1 now. B is very small compared to A. It is now close to 0. It's almost circular. Ellipse is one of the conic sections produced when a plane cuts the cone at an angle with the base. If the cut is parallel to the base, you get a circle at an angle, you get an ellipse at a different angle, you get a parabola and then hyperbola. So, ellipse is one of the conic sections.